I love you.
Hello and welcome back to Bebo's Legends Podcast, episode 8. My name is Carrie, and tonight I am joined by
Yellow
Lucy.
So this is I've forgotten the name of the episode. Does anyone have that? That's a really good start.
The Chicago Way Boys, something.
The Chicago Way. There you go. That's the name of the episode, and it is episode 8 of season 2, which is very exciting. Nisi, why don't you tell us who wrote and directed this episode?
It was written, like most of it, by Greg Berlanti. Well done. And directed by Ralph Hemeker. Amazing job.
Yes, it was. So we would like to take a really quick opportunity to give a quick spoiler alert to everybody. We are going to be talking about this episode in detail. So if you've not seen it, go watch it and then come back to us. We're not going anywhere. We'll wait for you. Don't you worry about a thing. So guys, what was your favorite part of the episode?
One simple quote. I take a nightmare that's real over a dream that's a lie.
Yes.
That hit home really, really hard, and it's just really my favorite moment.
Yes.
I like the Sarah scenes.
Seems like that's just to be expected from, like, all the time. You just like stuff.
But you were really good this episode. Like, being a time mom and, you know, Ray and Nate being sibling rivalry, and she's like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, that was my favorite part as well, when they were sort of like fighting and she tells them off, and when she walks away they're like, oh, and then she comes back and she's like, like, gets them into trouble. It's so, like, on brand for Sarah, but it feels like the first time you really see her is the time mom, and I love that.
Yeah, and I also like that she's so composed and motherly as her time mom self, she also has that kind of emotionally, mentally messed up part in her still, because, like, dying multiple times at this point, I think, and coming back, that takes a toll on your mental health.
For sure. And she does still, like, obviously in this episode, she does come face to face with Damien Dark again. So, like, that's a big sort of trigger for Sarah. But I think that, like, yeah, she's still got that lighthearted part of her personality, but she's still got this darkness there as well.
Yeah. And that's what I love so much about Sarah.
Yeah, for sure. What was your least favorite part of the episode?
I think I'm gonna get so much hate for this, but Stein having those memory flashbacks of his time aberration daughter, because he wasn't functioning properly, and while it is a really big thing to out of the blue suddenly have a daughter that you didn't know about and just getting the memory little by little, you are a grown man that is working for a government agency at that point. Not yet. That's working to save time itself and the universe. You should be able to, like, forget about that while you're saving the time. Oh, Jesus
Christ. I mean, at least if he couldn't forget about it, being, like, the smart, intelligent man that he is, he should have told somebody so that he wasn't in such a pivotal point in that mission to, like, fuck it up.
Yes.
What about you, Nisi?
I agree. I mean, I get it, kind of, because I get distracted at work too. I'll be like blow drying and thinking about song texts. I swear this is a real story, guys. But I agree, like he should concentrate and be there with his head in the game, like Zac Efron would say.
Oh my god, you didn't. You did not just call High School Musical.
Of course I did, hello.
The show must go all over the place or something. So put another quote from a different show in here.
I know, God, oh God. Where are we going from here? Like High School Musical and Glee and God, it's all downhill from
where
here.
Where do we go from here?
Oh, there it is.
How intended to be, Jesus Christ.
I think for me, my least favorite part was, yeah, I think the same as you guys. Like, I don't know. I don't really like Stein right now. I feel like at the beginning of the episode, at least, he was being a bit of a, like, not himself. Like, it's like he's not, there was something about him before where he had this ability to understand the magnitude of what he is doing on this mission, and he was able to keep focused. And when he lost that, I was a bit like, what are you doing? Like, come on. Obviously, towards the end of the episode, when he becomes honest and things, like, I love him again. But at the start, I was like, what are you doing, man? Like, get yourself together.
Kari be like, I hate you, I love you.
There you go.
I hate that, I love you, I want exactly. To, I can't put nobody else above you. Jesus.
Yep, that's it, exactly. So what was the most meaningful moment in the episode for you?
I take a dream that's real. Oh, a nightmare that's real, or a dream that's a lie. Jesus, I just fucked it up. I'm sorry.
I mean, I would take the dream that's real if that was an opportunity. But...
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, that's a really meaningful quote, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it easy?
Okay. I think really meaningful was also that Sarah said that she already had a better life, but without Malcolm in it.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that entire scene where she's like offered the opportunity to go back and change her life and turns it down is meaningful all on its own. Everything that she says and the character development from like who she was at the end of season one, where she was angry and desperate, like, we're gonna do anything to get Laurel back, to straight up turning down the opportunity to change everything. I think that growth is really meaningful.
Yes. Sorry.
It's such an important point for her as well, like for where her character moves on to next. So yeah, for sure, that's mine as well. So if you could improve the episode or change the episode in any way to make it better, what would you do and why?
I would put you in it.
There you go. There she is.
I would put more focus and time on the entire thing around Sarah and how she now turns the opportunity down to save her sister. Because it was only one quote. I mean, it was meaningful, yes, but it was only one quote, and I think there could have been a bit more exploration and like showing like how she felt afterwards when they were back on the time ship. If that makes any sense.
It does, it does. Nisi, you're always next.
I know. Like I said, I would put us in it.
I mean, like,
how cool would it be us to an extra excuse or stunt women?
I mean, I think we should start a campaign for Bebo's Legends podcast to have like a cameo.
Right? Oh my god, how cool would that be?
I'm just saying.
Like, they would be sitting in on the bridge, and then they would watch, like, our podcast.
Or even, like, they're like, oh, Ava, what are you listening to? Is it another episode of Stabcast? And she's like, no, it's Bebo's Legends podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, like, we don't even need to be in it, but, like, we're in it.
Mention.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Or this 1 millisecond that Adam was in it. How epic was that, please?
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, is that it? Is that what you would do? Is there nothing else that you would like to add to your changes?
Well, I guess not.
Fair. I mean, I'm kind of sitting on the same page. What am I trying to say? I'm not sitting on the same page. I think I'm just on the same page as Yellow. The change that I'm wanting, or I would want to see, would be the ramification of Sarah having to make that decision, because they instead use it as a moment for her to, like, connect with Stein. Whereas I would have wanted to see her being like, that was really hard to do, or like upset or emotional, instead of being like, oh, I had a really good teacher.
Yeah.
Like, no, like that's a hard decision. We want to see those emotions. Like, that's what helps us connect with her. So yeah, I guess that. Anywho, does anyone have anything else about the episode that stood out to you that does not fit in with our other segments that you would like to mention just now?
Yes, I have a few.
Go on then.
Okay. I mean, Sarah, she looks so hot in this 20s outfit. Excuse me. I just have to point. Right? I know. Then, I kind of still can't believe that Malcolm, spoiler alert on this page, whatever. I still can't believe that Malcolm is Thea's and Tommy's dad, like, biological. Because Thea is such a sweetheart, and Tommy is so nice and caring, and Malcolm is, you know, just, well, Malcolm. So, I don't know. It doesn't add up to me. But, oh, what I also want to say. Sarah giving Malcolm the amulet to save Stein shows what a great captain she is. I mean, she, I don't know if Rip would have done this, you know, because history was more important to him than his team.
Yes.
I mean, he left them somewhere in the past, 1958, somewhere for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Her team is more important to her at some point than history. That for me, what a great captain is made of, kind of.
I also think that in that moment, she has the recognition of the fact that she's up against not just Malcolm Merlyn, but she's up against the speedster as well. And that's not necessarily a fight that she, like she's badass, but she's not going to be able to be a speedster in a fight. You know what I mean? She can't catch him. And I think she's smart enough to know when to fight and when not to.
It's a tactical, what is it called? Not pullback, but like you get the gist.
Yeah.
It's something that's also done in war, where you're like tactically retreat, putting your army, yeah. retreat. Thank you. Tactical retreat.
For sure. I did think, oh shit, I had something and I wrote it down and now I've completely lost it. Oh, bollocks. Oh, I thought that it was like when Sarah's fighting Malcolm and she beats him. And I'm like, yes. Like, show us your growth. Like, it just shows that, like since she left Star City, she's still getting better and better. Like, there's a progression there for her. because obviously somebody, I know, like when Thea killed Sarah, like she snuck up on her and stuff like that, but still, like, she wasn't at the top of her game. She is now, and it's good. It's good to see. Also, let's just real quick for a second talk about Mick Rory seeing the ghost of Leonard Snart, because that starts in this episode.
Oh, his hallucinations.
His hallucinations, yeah. Oh, and his friendship with Amaya starts forming, which is nice.
Yeah, and, like, I have to say it honestly, I never liked Snart, so the entire thing with Mick hallucinating Snart was just like, oh god, why are they doing this?
Yeah.
I mean, let him be dead in peace.
Yeah, I get, like, the way that they portrayed Mick Rory is that he was unable to be gotten through to by anyone except Snart. So I feel like they had to properly sever their ties. But I mean, I don't know. I don't mind it too much. Like, it is what it is. Like, obviously the twists that come further in the season are maybe better than just seeing a ghost or a hallucination or whatever. But yeah, I mean, that happens. So I feel like we need to talk about it. It's mentioned.
Yes.
Anything else to add, anybody?
Nope.
No,
I don't think so. I think I said everything.
I'm sure there's going to be more that creeps up later on through the episode, but that's okay. So now we're going to shimmy on over to our world-renowned quiz segment.
Whoop, whoop. Where we ask each other quiz questions.
There you have it, folks. So yeah, basically we're going to ask each other quiz questions. We're going to try to answer them. The majority of these questions are going to be about episode 8. However, Yellow is going to also ask some random as fuck questions about general life and the world and things inside it. So pretty much anything. So let's see how this goes. Why don't you take it away, Yellow?
Okay. So, first question. What does DC, as in DC Comics, stand for?
Oh my god, I don't know.
Lisa?
Deutsche Comics.
No. It's not German comics.
It's just joking. I know. Joking. It was the combination that came in my head.
I don't know why I don't know.
No, it stands for Detective Comics.
Really?
I also didn't know that before. I just looked it up. Yes, really.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Bebo's Legends podcast is an educational podcast. Teaching you new things every day.
That's much easier.
Yeah. Nisi.
Okay. How many siblings does Jax have?
None.
Yeah.
This fucking trick question.
Yeah. Tricky, Missy.
Okay. Where exactly does the episode begin?
Does it begin on the time ship?
Like, what place, like, the what's the first, like, time, that like, the exact first time place that you, like, what words? Okay.
Isn't it the temporal zone?
No, so, like, I'm talking about, like, the place, like, in Earth, not in the temporal zone or the ship, like, the first, like, place.
Chicago, 1927.
Yeah, I'm looking for, like, location as well.
Isn't it the bar?
Yeah,
On this dock 39 thing.
Yeah, Dock 39 Shipyard. Because it shows, what's his face first? Yeah, him.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was my question.
Oh yeah, it's my time. What is the name of Batman's butler?
Alfred.
Yes.
Boom. Crushed it.
Who rescued Ness?
Come again?
Who rescued Ness?
Who the fuck is Ness?
Oh, the guy. The guy, the man. The guy, the man person, the dude. It was the man. He was the guy. The guy.
Exactly. But who rescued him?
I don't fucking know.
Think about it. It he was thrown into water. So who rescued
Amaya.
Him?
Amaya. He was the guy. Yellow. He was the dude, the man. Why can I not have other words come out of my mouth right now?
When Nisi said thrown into the water, I remembered who.
Oh, okay. That helps because for some reason, no other descriptive words come out of my mouth except from the man. The detective. There you go. That's what you want. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, well done. It was Maya. Go me. I am the champion of the world. Let me see. What was the number on the side of the police car?
I don't know. 637.
No idea.
2525.
Yeah, just stop. 2525.
Wait, was it really 2525?
It was just 25. Like, not 2520. It was just 1, 2, and 1, 5.
Okay, which country did AC/DC originate in?
America? I don't know.
Since Nisi doesn't have a guess either, I guess.
I don't know.
Australia.
Oh, I wouldn't have gone there. Mm-hmm. Would never have guessed. That's interesting, though.
Mm-hmm.
Nisi.
I know I am. What did she use to save him?
Her
totem.
Yeah, but what form?
Dolphin?
Why did I think penguin, guys? Dolphin. Straight up, though. Why did I think penguin? I don't know why it just came into my head like penguin. I'm just glad I didn't say it. I mean, I did say it, but never mind. It's all good. Like, okay. What is the nickname for the place where the bodies are all dumped?
No idea.
The body dumper. No, I have no idea.
No! Called the Cadaver's Cove.
You crushed it! You answered your own question!
No, I'm so smart.
You get half a point.
How many films did Sean Connery play James Bond in?
6.
Nope.
7. 69!
Nisi, what did you say?
7?
Oh, yes. It wasn't.
Thank you.
Should have been 69.
Oh, yeah. True. True, true.
What did Mick name himself and Amaya?
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yes!
Oh. Okay.
Where and when does the episode end?
I know. At the same place.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, doesn't it end at docks
again? 1927 on Dock 39.
It ends with a flash to Rip Hunter, guys.
Right? Right!
So yeah. That would be LA 1967.
Right! Where he has long hair and the beard and he's all...
Yeah, where he was the film student, the director.
He's doing the movie, yeah.
About the legends, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my last question. Nisi, do you still have more?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Then... What? Oh.
Yeah, let's do another round, yeah.
Yeah, because I still have questions on my hand. This one's easy. How many Lord of the Rings films are there?
5.
No.
I honestly don't know. 3?
Jesus, it's 3. It's the Fellowship of the Ring, the Two Towers, and something with King. I don't know the exact title.
I said three right before you said 3. So when you listen back to the episode here, you're going to give me my points. So it's fine. Not that we count points, but I still want the point.
You did.
Yeah, you always win.
We had this conversation last week as well. I don't make myself win.
No,
we
I
have
do.
This conversation every week.
What did Nate name Ray?
Jeez,
there was a name and it was a person.
Really? I thought it was Pekko the Slovenian Penguin.
Bob De Niro? Isn't it Bob De Niro?
Yeah, it is Bob De Niro. How did you know that?
Because I still have the summary up.
I was going to say, because they are so smart. Bear with. Where
Jesus Christ, are you having a stroke right now?
Where was the aberration, or whatever they're calling it just now?
In Star City, because, like, Stein's daughter, right?
No, the man. God, something's wrong with me today. Where did it, like, originate? Where did they first travel to when they went to stop the guy in Chicago? Because they didn't go straight to the dock. That's where they show him, but...
The bar or something?
The thing. The... the nation? What? Something like this?
Yeah, Union Station.
Union Station.
We are all having collectively a stroke today.
Oh, God, it's funny because it's true.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait. Which mammal has no vocal cords?
Which what?
Which mammal?
Mammal.
So I get you.
The fox.
So what that is.
No.
But guys, for real though, what does the fox say?
It is the giraffe.
Oh, for real? Like, I was actually gonna say giraffe next because I don't know what noise they make, so that makes a lot of sense.
Noise? I didn't know they make any noise.
They don't have vocal cords.
I know, I was joking.
Oh, okay.
I left somehow.
It's all good.
So, why is that? Why does it take 4 more years to take down Al Capone?
Because it's the government.
I love this. Because it's the federal government.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, guys, I'm so sure that I've got another question.
Yeah, they're slow as well.
Okay, I do not. So let's just have a fun one for
Lisa, the do you have any more?
What?
Do you have more questions after my question?
You?
No, I don't have.
Okay, so this is the last question of the quiz segment. What is the name of the mythical beast who lives in a loch in the north of Scotland?
Loch Ness.
Nessie.
The monster is called Nessie, yeah. But it lives in Loch Ness.
Yeah. We know.
Woohoo! Collective effort, let's go for it. Right, that draws us to the end of our quiz segment, which, as always, has been an absolute joy. Naturally, I think I was the winner, guys. So
yes!
I'm just going to give myself a pat on the
always
back. I know, I'm just so gifted, like I can't help it. So now we're going to mosey on over to our Who Said It segment. During this segment, we say quotes and everybody else tries to figure out or guess or just say they know who said it. We encourage you to play along with this, guys. So when you hear the quote, shout that answer out loud and please
shout them proud.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, we're totally out of sync, but I still love that we all say it together. So yeah, who said it?
Muted just now.
I don't have any. Like, naturally.
I feel like one of these days you're just gonna hit it with some random ass shit and be like, oh yeah, it was the man in the street that said it. Like, just something some random stranger said to you one day.
Okay. By now, you probably surmise that my friend and I are not from around here.
Ray. Nate. Sarah?
No.
Stein? Jax.
No.
Mick?
No.
Amaya?
No.
Who am I forgetting? I've said everybody.
No, you're not.
Isn't it Damien Dark or Malcolm Rowley?
Yes!
Oh, damn. Oh.
It was Damien Dark.
I tried. Okay. Okay. It's called Beginner's Luck.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Stein?
Yes.
Well done. I wasn't going to get that one. Mick, you beautiful genius.
That's my next quote.
I'm so sorry.
It was so cool right now because I was just reading it and then you said it and I was like, why is she reading? Oh.
Can you see my page?
Yeah, Mick was it. No, Nate was it.
Oh my God. Do you know, Yellow, last time we had this segment thing, right, we straight up had to get someone to Google the answer for us because Nisi was dead set determined that it was someone different than I said it was, and it turned out I was right, so ha.
Very similar.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, they took the bait.
The fleshy guy, speedster.
No.
It was Damien Dark.
It was. I do like how you called him the flashy guy, though.
I fucked up, okay?
I liked it. It's good.
It's not vengeance I'm after, Mick. It's justice.
Amaya.
Yes.
Okay. Who says I haven't?
Gideon!
Yeah, it was Gideon when she was talking about fixing brain damage on Mick.
yeah, I remember.
The leak taught you well.
Malcolm Merlin.
Yeah.
Yes.
A rather predictable bedfellow.
Stein?
Yeah. Sorry, I tried to answer while I was drinking and nearly died.
Don't do that.
It was Stein.
It sounded like a Stein thing.
Yeah. It's your turn.
I don't have any more.
Oh, neither do I. So that's real good fun. Go us. Which draws us to the end of the Who Said It segment. I feel like that was like a quick fire round. I liked it. Felt like we were on the ball. Well done. Go us. So next up is the finish the quote segment.
Yes.
Yes. Which is where we say the first half of a quote and everybody else has to
finish
the quote naturally. So yeah, that's basically what we're gonna do now. So let's do that.
Yes, let's do this. Are you starting or me or Walt?
I'm gonna go with you.
Okay. You may be a genius when it comes to nuclear physics,
but when it comes to other stuff, you suck.
When it comes to fighting, you're an idiot. I don't know.
You get half a point, Kari. But it's not really quite right.
Oh, well, it was a complete guess, so.
But you get half a point because you only miss a few words.
What was it?
You may be a genius when it comes to nuclear physics, but when it comes to lying, you kind of suck at it, bro.
Oh, I was really close then.
Get out the point. Oh, I just hit my glasses off my face.
But who said it is the question.
Okay, let's fire up the tub.
Mick! Oh no, segment. And go there.
Yeah, that's it. And get there, but I'll give you that. Yeah, well done. I'm so proud of you.
Well, I don't have one.
Are you saying that or is that your thing?
It's my thing.
Is that your thing?
Yeah.
Maybe. You're not supposed to show us all your thing.
Excuse me.
Sorry, what was that?
Well, I don't have one.
I don't have one. Who said it?
Ray.
I don't have one.
I have two. I have no idea.
My vote's with yellow. That's the answer.
No.
Oh. But it's two against one, so.
But it's still not right.
Majority rules.
Well, I don't have one, but it's gonna be better than yours.
Oh, I remember now. Yep. The bad guys
always take the first piece of cake.
Always win? I don't know.
No.
Always get the front seat?
No. Have all the fun, you know.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, right. That makes sense. Okay, why am I not surprised that
you're here?
It's you again?
No.
Why am I not surprised that we suck at this game?
Because we do.
Yeah. that you hid, went, disappeared, closed your eyes?
Did I?
Broke?
Can't see anything? I have no idea.
You can't see anything, so what it's like in Austria?
Dark.
Dark.
Yes!
What?
No, just tell us. Was it?
Why am I not surprised that you and Damien Dark would find each other?
Oh, true.
Yep, I see what you were doing there. However, Dark! You're shit at charades. You are so shit at charades.
Yes.
I am doing charades on a fucking Zoom call. Excuse me.
Okay, yeah, but charades is a visual thing, so even if you were doing it in front of us, I still feel like it would have been the same outcome.
How am I supposed to show Dark? I can turn off my light.
You could have been like, sounds yeah. like...
I fart.
Yeah. Anywho, that was fun and stuff. Let's go with that's why I'm here.
To fart in your face, I've no idea.
100 points to Gryffindor. Congratulations, proud of you.
No, I'm a Hufflepuff. Good. Fuck off.
100 points to Hufflepuff. I mean, no, I'm giving the points to Gryffindor because the answer's not right. So.
Fuck you. Just saying.
Okay. I mean, okay.
I'm so glad that you're here because you can't eat my beer.
That's not even the right first half of the quote that I said, so no. It's, that's why I'm here, to set you straight.
Oh, you. Right.
Straight, you.
If someone says that to me, I swear I'll be like, you can't. That's not.
I'm a straight as a circle, man.
Do you have any more quotes?
Yes. I'll take. Oh,
a nightmare that's real over a dream, that's a lie.
Yes, I got this. Any more?
Yeah. 1 minute. Torture while fun
won't work on you or something like that
would be a waste on you.
I mean, between the two of you, you're pretty much right. It would be a waste of time.
Yeah.
Those who cannot
teach. No, those who cannot fight will teach, something like
that. Who cannot do, teach. And I was really proud of Sarah when she said it, because it was like Malcolm being like, I'll teach you a lesson. And she was like, well, those who cannot do, teach. And I was like, oh!
Yeah.
Anywho, my last one is, maybe some things are more important
than history.
Yeah. That's me. I'm done. I'm out.
Okay. Already found...
it.
Them, him, her.
Okay. I don't know. I have no idea. Who said
it? It was Sarah.
Already found. I have no idea.
Him or them or something.
No.
I just got a thumbs up. What?
Yeah, but that was not for you. It was for the quote.
Oh, I don't know. What had two thumbs?
Right,
badass assassin.
Without you in it.
Sorry.
What?
Already found a better life
without you in it.
Yeah.
See. Better life.
Yeah, we get it. You suck at charades. What's next?
I love you, Kari.
I love you too. She's like, what? Do you have more?
No, I have not.
I mean, you've done a really good job, and like, we're really proud of you. And like, even though you're shit at charades, we still love you. We don't judge people at Beyblade Legends podcast based on their ability to play charades.
I know, but I'm just joking.
We judge them on different things.
Yeah, just other we everything else, just not on charades. Okay, so that rounds off our Finish the Quote segment, and it was so much fun, and I hope that you all agree. Why don't you get in touch with us and let us know how you done? You can catch us on Instagram at Beebo's Legends Podcast and on Twitter at Beebo's Legends.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I know. I've learned it over the last week. I've been like, Nisi, what is it? And between the two of us, we get it. But now I've nailed it. Actually, I wrote it down, but it's all good. So yeah, catch us on those things. Let us know how you did.
How you done did it.
Yeah, exactly. So next up is our Would You Rather segment. Nisi, why don't you take it away?
Yes. But I'm not going to describe it because that was...
You have to. No, you have to.
No.
Yes, you do. You have to. What if somebody's new and they've just come here the first time and they're like, I wonder what this Would You Rather segment is. And then we don't explain it, so you have to.
It's... in the name.
I know, but it's so funny when Nisi describes it without any preparation.
Okay. So, in this segment, we ask a question and or like two questions. No, one question with two answers. And then we have to decide what answer we will choose and then we'll discuss it.
And for those of you who got a bit lost in there, basically there's going to be a question and you have to say which of the two answers you would rather.
That's what I
do have, whatever.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, sure.
If you say so. Like two options and you choose.
Yeah, and what's going to happen here as well is we're going to post that on our story on social media, and we're going to put up a poll and maybe even like an answer box, and you can tell us which one you would rather and why. And we check those out, and it's always really interesting to see where everybody else lands on these questions.
Yes.
Okay, so now what's the question?
What's the question?
The question is, would you rather be able to control fire or water?
Fire.
Water.
Can we please be like arch nemesis? Please?
No, they can work together.
Oh,
have you never seen Avatar the Last Airbender?
Let's be a team.
Yeah, of course.
You can be a team though, you know. Fire and ice.
I mean,
frozen water.
I think and I would choose fire because I like fire.
And as to why I chose water, it's more like it has better utility because you can pull the fire, the water out of the air from sweat, whatever. And with fire, you. Complicated, and I think that water is just much more graceful than fire.
Oh, for sure, which is why I did not pick it. Yeah, I pick fire because I like fire, and also I think that it fits in with my alter ego that I appear to be building over the last few weeks worth of Would You Rather questions, where I'm clearly a supervillain.
Okay.
People, wait, all these questions keep coming up, and then like all my answers are very like take over the world. If you get,
I know something.
What do you know?
A new like episode where Eva is like excited about the new serial killer, and the name of this serial killer is Kari.
Oh my god, yes. I'm going to be on Stabcast. I mean, I'm not
actually... Okay, so Nisi, what would you pick?
Yeah.
I would pick water. I always wanted to be this water fairy. I don't know what her... Silver Mist, I guess. From Tinkerbell.
What's her name with the water totem as well? She had water powers too.
Quasso.
I always wanted to be this water fairy, Silver Mist. She makes pretty.
I always wanted to be Katara from Aang the Last Airbender.
I haven't watched it, but I mean,
because she's just fucking. You should. Should. Jesus.
I was very disappointed where I was trying to make this weather drop and it didn't work because I found out that I was not a water fairy.
I mean, I got really, really drunk one night and was convinced if I tried hard enough, I could have the powers of the Charmed Sisters. And straight up was trying to freeze people.
Like, wow.
And it didn't work.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a good night. Like
next time you call me and I will act like you froze me.
Oh yes. I mean, that's really exciting, maybe more so than it should be. So
your drunk self will be all panicked, like, I froze Neasy.
Exactly. So we're gonna, I've run out of like adjectives for how we can move. So we're just gonna slide on over to our hypothetical fight segment where we give you two characters and we give each other two characters and we discuss what would happen if they got in a fight with each other, who would win, how it would go down, what the deal would be. And we post it on social media for you all to vote and leave us responses as to why you think that. So make sure you look out for it. Yellow, who we got this week?
Yes. So this week's hypothetical fight will be between Amaya and Charlie. And if I may take the lead on this, I actually think that Charlie would win because while Amaya can like summon the strength and abilities of all different animals in her, Charlie can literally shapeshift into anything, not just animals. So she clearly has the upper hand in this.
Yeah.
Like imagine her turning into the Kraken thingy from Japan. The Tagumo.
Tagumo. I was not gonna call it Tagumo. Like I'm so glad you said that before I said what I was gonna say.
Then were you gonna say Octopussy?
Yes, I was, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my opinion. What about you guys?
Really? Okay, I 100% agree with you. I believe that if it came down to, like, fisticuffs and nobody had powers, it would be Charlie's fight because I feel like she's, like, well-lived and, you know, she's got, like, just a little bit more scrappiness, whereas Amaya's more about justice and the American way. I think that's Captain America, but we're gonna go with it anyway. So I feel like it's Charlie's if it's a fist fight, and it's also Charlie's if it's a power fight, because I feel like you said, so Amaya summons the spirit of a gorilla, and then Charlie turns into an actual gorilla. Do you know what I mean? Like, she could just one up her every single time, like. Yeah, it's Charlie's fight for sure.
Yep.
I agree with my fellow people.
For the same reasons? Do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, everything have been said before.
Jolly good. Yep.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, I mean, that like draws that one to like a nice little close.
Also, I love Charlie. I mean, I love Amaya too. Yeah. But, you know.
I also love Charlie. I love them very much.
She's cute and stuff, but she cannot shapeshift.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I've got a feeling that the general consensus from everybody who will vote on Instagram will be the same. Because I feel like it's a given. Like, it's a... I think, maybe, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. I'm interested to find out what other people think. So make sure you keep an eye out for that online. So now that we've finished our hypothetical fight segment, we're going to do our season two's new segment, which is the Arrowverse Notable Quotable. Woo woo! Where we say any one of our favorite quotes from any character in any Arrowverse TV show.
Skip me for the time being.
Okay. Niecy, why don't you go first?
Yes, I found it. One second.
Okay, I'm going to go first while you two get...
Yes, please.
So my quote this week is from the wonderful, beautiful... amazing Ava Sharp, and it is, the only way to keep going is to take control of your life, stop letting everybody act like they know what is best for you, and make your own choices.
That's okay.
And I got a beautiful quote from my sweetheart alcoholic Laurel Lance. Sometimes it's people closest to us who lie to us best.
Yes.
Okay. The thing that makes women strong is that we have the guts to be vulnerable. We have the ability to feel the depth of our emotion, and we know that we will walk through it to the other side.
Who said that?
Cat Grant.
Yeah.
I see it. So yeah, I mean, that draws the notable quotables to a close. Now, if you have a favorite quote that you would like to share with us, or you would like us to share on the podcast, you can just send us a DM. They're always open, and we're happily hearing. We would like to hear from you. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, I suck at life right now. So yeah, let us know if you have.
We all do.
I know, it's just like contagious. One of us goes off and everybody goes off too. But yeah, that brings us to the end of this week's podcast. Does anybody have anything they want to say before we close out?
It's BLP, Bebo's Legends Podcast. And you will soon find out what that is about.
Yeah, that's a little sneak peek teaser for what's coming in the future. Niecy, are you...
Peace out from your favorite.
There you go. So yeah, thanks so much for tuning in and listening to Season 2, Episode 8 of Bebo's Legends Podcast. It's been an absolute joy to be in your ear holes, I guess. I'm not really sure where I'm going with this. But yeah, sweet. Peace out. Love you. Wow.
Oh dear,
where's
Lord.
The button, guys? Oh, there it's there. Bye.
Bebo's Legends Podcast. I la la love you too.